I'm CJ Baumgartner on a Tuesday. Good morning. We are talking in studio with Lisa Anderson, the Maslowski Wellness and Research Center director. She joins us live as she does every Tuesday morning. Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, doing pretty good. We were just talking off air here a little bit before. We're finally into summer, a couple beautiful days of weather over the weekend, and ready to kind of take in all that summer. Do you have any kind of big things to do around this time of year?
Myself? Lay in the sun? No. Get as sunburned as possible? No. The summertime for me means that it's race season. I'm a big runner, so I have all sorts of races coming up. So I run in the winter too, but the summer is significantly more enjoyable. So
yeah, you know, when I was in Duluth at my last job, I saw they did like a race in the winter time, and it was like negative 20 on a Saturday morning, and I had to be there, and I was like, I didn't have to run, and I was bundled up and still didn't feel great, and those people were running, and they're frozen, and like they're just frozen snot on their face and all that. It looked not as fun. So yeah,
it's
running
not in as bad. It's not bad. It truly is not bad.
Okay, all right, I'll take your word for it, because I barely can run in the summertime. I don't know if I can do it in the winter, so but place to go run any time of the year, place to go hang out any time of the year is the Maz in Wadena. So what's going on in the life of the Maz?
So right now we are kind of gearing up for swimming lessons. They start because school is done on Thursday, I think, in Wadena. So swimming lessons will start on Monday. So that is from 8 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So just a heads up to the folks that use the pool. The pool will be closed. Sauna, hot tub, steam room will be open for use, but the pool is closed if, you know, you're a lap swimmer, just want to come use the pool. There will be gobs of kids there, so it's not as relaxing at that time. But other than that, we're kind of gearing up for June Jubilee as well. We will be in Burlington Northern Park Friday and Saturday. Myself and Sean Cordova, who is one of our personal trainers, will be there. And Sean is actually going to be doing workouts throughout the day. Friday, I think it's 10, noon, 2, and 4. And then Saturday, 11, 1, and 3. He'll kind of assess who's there and throw a workout together. Short little thing, and then we'll be there to answer questions and, you know, about personal training, about the Maz, whatever you want to know, we'll tell you.
Yeah, and how nice is that, just to kind of get out into the public and obviously be outside on a nice day, but to just get to talk with those people and get to maybe people who don't come into the Maz as often, and you can just kind of educate them a little bit and let you know what you're about and how you can help them.
Absolutely. No, we're pretty excited about it, so.
Yeah, and so anything else going on with June Jubilee that you guys have going on as part of the Maz?
Not at the moment, no.
All right, so again, it's a busy time here with June Jubilee just around the corner. It's crazy to think that we're almost into the month of June. And like you said, swimming lessons, there's June Jubilee. Anything else kind of in this summer season that is important over at the Maz?
No, not. I mean, of course, it's always important to get in there and move and still get your exercise in. I know that it's, and I'm one of those people too, it's hard to get in there in the summertime when it's nice out, but it's super important to have that consistency and to stay in that routine, just, you know, because come September, October, there's that slump and I have to get back to working out and all that. So if you stay at the Maz, you know, June, July, August, come early in the morning. I mean, we're open literally 24 hours a day. You can get an access card. You can have the gym to yourself at 3 o'clock in the morning if you want. But yeah, I just encourage people to continue to come in even when it's nice out.
Yeah, because, you know, it's, even if it's nice, it's still 80 some degrees, and then it gets hot and muggy, and you know, or it can rain, and it's climate controlled and very nice inside the friendly confines of the Maslowski Wellness Center. So
exactly.
Lisa, is there anything else going on at the Maz that you want to let us know about while we got you in studio?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, like always, if you have any questions, stop in. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 on Saturday, and noon to 6 on Sundays. So,
all right, awesome. And we're talking again with Lisa Anderson. She's the director over at the Maslowski Wellness and Research Center in Wadena. And a lot of busy stuff coming up in the summertime. Thanks for stopping in, Lisa. Have a great rest of your week, and we look forward to talking with you next time.
Awesome. Thank you.
If you missed any part of this interview, you can catch the full version on our website, wadinaradio.com, or the KWAD Facebook page.